And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 23rd of January, 2014. It's the birthday of the architect Henry Mather Green, born Brighton, Ohio, 1870, who, along with his brother Charles, emigrated to Pasadena in their early 20s, where they designed homes in the arts and crafts style with some Japanese influences and created a style of home that came to be known as the California bungalow. Simple, wooden, one-story, low-pitched roofs, balconies, porches. It was on this day, 1855, the first permanent bridge across the Mississippi was opened. It was in Minneapolis, a feat of engineering that connected Minneapolis on the West Bank to Nicollet Island to the village of St. Anthony on the East Bank. It's the birthday of the pharmacologist Gertrude Elion, born in New York City in 1918, went to work for the pharmaceutical company Burroughs Wellcome and formed a research partnership with Dr. George Hitchings that lasted more than 40 years. Over the course of her career, Gertrude Elion helped to develop drugs to treat leukemia, malaria, herpes, and AIDS, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1988. It's the birthday of the poet and playwright Derek Walcott, born on the Caribbean island of St. Lucia, north of Venezuela, in 1930. Derek Walcott, who said, "For every poet, it is always mourning in the world, because the fate of poetry is to fall in love with the world in spite of history." And it's the birthday of the French novelist and essayist Stendhal, born Marie-Henri Bailey in Grenoble, France, in 1783. He wrote for journals and periodicals. He used dozens of pseudonyms, including William Crocodile, Old Hummums, and his famous name Stendhal. Published his first novel at the age of 44 and went on to write his masterpieces, The Red and the Black and The Charterhouse of Parma. Stendhal, who said, "It is better to have a prosaic husband and to take a romantic lover." Here's a poem for today by Scott Owens, Cleaning House. Pulling the house down piece by piece, we see each other at our worst, before we've even had our first date, my face itching with black insulation, yours covered with white dust of sheetrock. We scrape off paint and paper, buff out spots, old glue, unexplained stains, remove tacky paneling, revealing forgotten charm, original beadboard hardwoods, solid ceilings. We're woefully unprepared, untrained, under-tooled, cutting off pipes with hacksaws, filling holes with toothpicks, Brillo pads, good wood pulled up from where it wouldn't be seen, an odd sort of courting, really, hammer and nails instead of flowers, microwaved hot pockets for meals, red wine in paper cups, all glasses still mysteriously packed away, ripping out rotted casements of windows, hollow doors, seven layers of floor. We sweat together, swear together, bend in unison towards the necessary destruction that always precedes renewal." Cleaning House, Scott Owens, from his collection Eye of the Beholder, published by Main Street Rag and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.